Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 154-55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Human rights lawyer Beatrice Mtetwa is acquitted by Harare magistrate following charges that she tried to defeat and obstruct the course of justice while representing an official in former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's office.
Internal fights and chaos in ZANU-PF continue with members of parliament refusing to surrender more than 210 cars loaned to them during the 2013 election campaign period.
It also shows just how much ZANU-PF has bred indiscipline within its ranks. You can't afford not to look at this from the same lens as you look at the current issues around factionalism and succession issues that have been broadly covered in the press. I think these issues have also allowed individuals to take their own position within the party and even defy party directives.
And there was panic in Mutare today as people failed to withdraw their money from First Bank and Metropolitan Banks due to cash shortages.
A Harare magistrate today discharged top human rights lawyer Beatrice Mtetwa, who was arrested earlier this year while representing an official who worked in the office of former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai and charged with obstructing the course of justice. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from the capital.
Delivering a judgment today following an application for discharge filed by Mtetwa's attorney at the close of the state case, Magistrate Rumbidzai Mugwagwa said the top human rights lawyer had no case to answer on charges of obstructing the course of justice that she was facing. The state was accusing Mtetwa of hindering the police from executing their duties when she appeared at the Westgate residence of Thabani Mpofu, an official who worked in Mr. Tsvangirai's office during the life of the unity government, where detectives were conducting a search for subversive material. Mpofu and three others are still facing charges of breaching the Official Secrecy Act and impersonating police officers for allegedly investigating top government officials for corruption. Court papers showed that Mtetwa, who allegedly called the police Mugabe's dogs and took video footage that she threatened to leak to the international media, caused a delay that resulted in the removal of four computers from Mr. Tsvangirai's offices in Avondale, which the police wanted to seize. In her ruling, Magistrate Mugwagwa found that there was no evidence to suggest that Mtetwa caused the police to fail to perform their duties. She also ruled that a forensic examination of the top human rights lawyer's mobile phone showed that she did not use her phone to take the footage. Assuming she did so, the magistrate said it was not an offense for anyone to take pictures. A few seconds after the magistrate pronounced her findings, Mtetwa could not hide her joy and shouted, "Freedom, freedom, I am free now." The prominent lawyer told reporters that she was being persecuted, adding that this has resulted in her failing to execute her duties.
"Well, I have since March been doing nothing but defending myself, which means I have not been able to do my work for a lot of my clients. So they have achieved the fact that they completely destabilized my practice, made sure my clients were not represented by a lawyer of their choice."
Mtetwa said there was no need for her to be arraigned before the courts in the first place.
"Well, of course I feel vindicated. I mean, this was a setup, and obviously the court has seen through it. The contradictions were many and varied, so I'm happy that the right conclusion has been reached as early as possible."
This was supported by her attorney, Harrison Nkomo.
"And I don't know why the prosecuting authority, in its wisdom, and the police officers concocted this story and wasted everybody's time, including the state resources. There was actually absolutely unnecessary to bring this case for trial."
The Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights say it is unhappy with the continuing harassment of human rights lawyers in the course of doing their work. In other news, the National Prosecuting Authority has written to lawyers representing some MDCT activists who were freed by the High Court on charges of murdering Police Inspector Petros Muteza in 2011, advising that the activists can now collect their personal belongings that were being held by the police as evidence in the case. Following their discharge in September this year, the police were not willing to release the belongings that included a motor vehicle. Mtetwa is one of the lawyers representing the activists. Only six of the MDCT activists were put to their defense on the murder charge by High Court Judge Chinembiri Bunu. But the activists are denying the charges, saying charges against them were brought for political reasons. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.